I was always interested in plants and agriculture, and my undergraduate degree was in conservation biology. And my first job was working at a nursery, and my supervisor there was Charlie Mellinger, who was a plant pathologist from the University of Michigan. And so that's how I was introduced to plant pathology, and I was going to go into plant ecology and realize that plant pathology in large part is applied plant ecology, so it was a natural, you know, interest area for me. So I ended up, after, you know, meeting other plant pathologists through Charlie, some faculty at the University of Florida, this was all in Florida at the time, I went to Florida and got my doctorate there, and from there I went to ARS at Beltsville, and then at UC Davis where I met Darren, and then came back to Florida, and now I'm at a research center doing plant pathology on row crops and field crops. Biologically, you know, we've probably distributed all of the major crops all around the world now. I mean, we're working on soybean rust. Well, you know, soybeans aren't from North America, you know, so and neither is the rust, you know, but they're both here now. So we've kind of distributed, you know, through the age of exploration, we've distributed most of the major crops probably. You know, we probably aren't going to find another corn or another potato or anything like that. But what we're doing is we're finishing the job and we're distributing all the pests that they've been associated with for all the years. And plant pathology is at, you know, at the core of that challenge. All of us remember our first talk, you know, usually as a graduate student at APS. I remember mine in tremendous detail. It was when we were meeting with the International Congress in Washington, D.C., and I my first talk at a meeting, and it was just in this huge ballroom, you know, and it went on forever, you know, and of course it looked empty because there were only so many people there, but all of us know how well the first talk went. So there's that, and then a lot of these people I only see when we meet at the meetings, and you know, the older you get, the more important that becomes.